Good evening, good evening, good evening.
Welcome everybody to Feel Into Freedom.
This is Walna Ajinor.
And I'm Katasi Kajubi. And this is our weekly podcast of documenting our journey through the real estate investing. We are wholesalers. We buy and sell houses either at a wholesale price to other investors, or we fix them up and sell them on the retail market to home buyers. This podcast documents our journey through doing that, and we also answering some questions because a few people we know reached out to us and asked us how we do our business, and so we decided to document it in one podcast that everyone could listen to, as opposed to talking to several different people and repeating ourselves. So if this is your first time,
welcome. We're happy to have you as part of this family, and to our regular listeners, we want to say thank you for the continuing support, and we're happy to have you here.
Absolutely. So this week, we are here to talk about what to do before you start flipping houses. So, and disclaimer, someone did notice that in the background, there is a beep, and that is the smoke detector when it runs out of battery. If you didn't notice before, sorry to point it out, because now you're going to hear it all the time. We did take out the batteries, but it's still beeping. I think it's like electrical or something.
Yeah, it needs to be replaced.
Yeah, it just needs to be replaced. So apologies. That will no longer happen. But this week, we are talking about what to do before you start flipping houses. So before you start your business, you know, you may be intrigued. You may want to make a lot of money. You may be into a lot of what we're saying, or a lot of things that you've seen on HGTV. We want to give you, though, some actionable steps that you can take before you start investing your time and your money into flipping houses.
Right, right. So what's the first most important thing? I think this is a great topic that should get whoever is looking to start flipping houses ahead of the curve.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say it's the most important topic. I think they're all important. But the first thing that I would say that you should do is get yourself some education on this particular topic.
Definitely.
So I know we do a podcast here. We have three books that we would recommend that you read. It's important to start getting familiar with the business, for the language, you know, to speak the language of the business. The certain terms you need to get familiar with, like after repair value, maximum allowable offer. Even if you're trying to renovate homes, even if you're wholesaling, you need to know how to fix a house, what goes into it, all the steps, what team members you need. And, you know, without going too deep into it, there are some books that we would recommend that you get into that will give you that mindset and also actionable steps to do this. The first book we're going to highly recommend is Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki.
Very good one.
And we've talked about this before because it's the book that literally changed our lives. Why I think this book is important and a must read is that if you're looking for motivation or theoretical accounts of to how real estate can make you a lot of money, this book is great motivation. It gives, you know, it's very easy to read. It will literally also open your mind in a way that's easily digestible to there. You know, there are more ways to make money than to just go out and get a job that exactly. You can invest.
So it's kind of a reprogramming of your mind to see the world and money in a different way.
The great word, reprogramming. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree.
That's definitely what it did for us. So definitely, I'd recommend that book 100 times over.
If you don't feel or you don't think that, you know, there is a realm outside of what you do 9 to 5 or going to school for you, I would recommend that book.
Definitely.
Second book would be the Million Dollar Real Estate Investor by Gary Keller. And Gary Keller is actually the founder of Keller Williams Realty. He is an author. He's written a bunch of books, some that I've yet to read. But this was recommended to us by one of our associates who belongs to the same association as us, Real Estate Investor Association. He started real estate investing in 2007, and he is a multimillionaire now.
Yeah, definitely.
And that was one of the first books that he read.
Yeah, he made most of his money during the last recession. And exactly. He recommended The Millionaire Real Estate Investor, which is, I mean, the concepts in that book, it really dives in. It shows a lot of different principles and ways to go about growing that business, and it's really structured very well.
It's a strategy book, so it's going to give you, it's not motivational, it is, but it's also mostly educational. Like, you're going to learn about real estate from that book. You're going to learn the different ways you can do real estate. You're going to learn formulas. That book can make you money. That book should be able to make you money, because it is going to teach you how to do real estate. So is the last book, Walner's personal favorite.
Yes, I love the book on flipping houses. This book, I actually came across it
by who?
Later on, by Jay Scott. Jay Scott, you can find Jay Scott. He's a member of Bigger Pockets, and I've talked about Bigger Pockets on a different podcast where I always equate Bigger Pockets as an online Facebook for real estate investors. It's where you gather and you bounce back information, you meet people. And this book, the reason why I love it so much is because it kind of goes over real estate investing, flipping houses, in a step-by-step formula. And the reason why I liked it the most is because what we've learned throughout the business is exactly what Jay Scott is talking about in this book. And one good bonus about this book is that not only does he teach you how to flip houses and how to grow that business and to scale it, he talks about the formulas, he talks about what houses to look for, what makes a good deal. And as a bonus, and I still believe that he's doing this, he provides you an estimation of rehab cost that comes along with the book. So you can see, you know, on average what things cost, how to estimate rehabs, so that you can, it helps you with your numbers when you're analyzing a property. So that definitely helped me. It's something that I read very often, at least once a year now. So that's definitely a book I would recommend amongst those three.
Yeah, and rehab, when he says rehab, he means rehab is the verb, is the term that we use when they say to fix and flip a house. You rehabilitate it. So rehabs are houses that you're going to fix up and sell. And Jay Scott does a good job of breaking down that process, how to estimate repairs in a way that is, it's always going to be general because it's always different depending on your market, because things cost different and labor and materials cost different in different places. But Jay Scott definitely has a very step-by-step, that book should also make you money as well. It essentially teaches you how to do real estate investing.
Definitely.
So those are definitely quick ways for like under $100. I mean, I'm sure at this point, Rich Dad, Poor Dad and The Millionaire Real Estate Investors, those are very popular books. You should absolutely be able to get those like from Amazon, like used cheaply if you go that route. The book on flipping houses by Jay Scott is a book that came out online. You may have to pay retail for that. I don't know if that's as popular, but it's, as Walner said, not only like, you know, Gary Keller gives you like the basic, you know, general how to do the flipping houses, but Jay Scott, we learned, you know, there's always tips and tricks that you can do while you're flipping. The way we learned from our mentor, Robin Thompson, Jay Scott goes a little bit into that, like little tips and tricks, and gives you, you know, other ways to do this, or like an extra step above just, okay, here are the basic lines. So right. Those are three good books. And once you're, you know, familiar with the process and familiar with the language, you can come back and ask us questions.
Definitely.
Because we're a resource and we're here to be a resource. Ask us questions. We would love to do podcasts. We do podcasts on a lot of things that people ask us, and also a lot of things that we think are important. But, you know, once you guys start speaking the language for the people who've never done real estate before, ask us questions and say, hey, I read this and I want to know, I don't understand this about something, so we can build off of that. That would be amazing, because we would really love to see more people doing this, because, as you said, it's a trillion-dollar industry.
Right. And the reason why we started with education is because that's going to be your foundation. The education is going to be what brings you your confidence to enter this arena with at least a little bit of knowledge, so that you can build off of that.
Yeah. At least if you're going to want to learn, you know the right questions to ask. You know, when you're coming in, your first question is, what is this? What can I do? You know, that getting educated first eliminates that. So you already know, okay, so based off reading this, I think I'm interested in wholesaling. All right. I read this about wholesaling. I would like to know more information about this, or this is one thing I don't understand. It gives you a leg up.
Exactly.
It gives you a better understanding of what you would like to do. And then people just come like, how do I flip a house? And you're like, what kind of flipping, you know? So definitely read those three books if you, you know, are interested in starting in getting started. The second thing that I feel like you should do before you start this business, or even any, all these apply to any business really, is take a self-assessment. So take inventory of your financial life and your personal life. Financially, you want to see, based on what you know so far, you know, do I have some money to start a business? Now, seed money doesn't necessarily mean, you know, thousands of dollars. It could be hundreds of dollars. Because like you said, nothing is ever free. You know, everything costs. So basic things you're going to need. You're going to need some marketing money. You're going to need money for gas to drive around. If, you know, low budget marketing. You know, do I have some money to kind of start this? Because some of us, you know, we all live very differently. Some of us are just making it. So you want to see what kind of finances you have. Also, something that's important for me to start working on once you start a business, or once you begin trying to start a business, is how much savings you have or reserves. So usually we like to be 9 months out, as in like if all income stopped, could how long can you live? We like to be at least 9 months out and build off of that. So that's not something that I would say you have to have before you start real estate investing. Definitely something I would say that find out where you are, because once you start pulling money out of, you know, other places that was going to start this business, you're going to need to, you know, in case, just that cushion. I think everyone should have that cushion and always build out on reserves.
Definitely. Also, with the personal assessment, what that allows you to do is assess your comfort level. With real estate in particular, when you do that self-assessment, you'll see where you want to start. You'll see where you're lacking, and that'll dictate, you know, how much education you need to continue doing. Or also, when you start thinking about what type of investing you want to do, when you look at your personal self, you can kind of see where you want to start and what type of risks you're willing to take, and that goes to your finances as well.
Yeah,
you do a financial background of yourself and you kind of analyze, hey, maybe I can start here by doing this, or you know maybe I can start over here, which may require more capital. And also assess the resources you have as well, and that's people on your team, that's your access to capital. It may not be your own money. So you wanna kind of do that grouping, that self-assessment, that financial assessment, to see where you're comfortable starting and what your strategy will be moving forward.
Because if you have like a rich aunt who's looking to invest her money, maybe you don't have to start wholesaling. Maybe if she's willing to partner with you, you can use her money to start flipping houses.
Exactly.
Maybe you have like your own money, like maybe $2,000, and maybe you don't want to invest, but you met somebody maybe at a real estate investor association who does, and you're going to fund their marketing so you don't have to do the time. So that's the kind of thing I want to talk about. Like, look at what resources you have. Maybe you have money, maybe you have a network. If you have someone who maybe you want to mentor you, make sure that anytime you're asking anyone for advice in anything really, that that person does what they say they're gonna do. They do it, and they're proven at it. Being proven at it will mean that they have found success in it. Like, they make a lot of money from it, and if it's not a monetary thing, but that whatever, however you measure that success, that they have it. And yeah, and also as resources, you want to look at your time, because your time is a commodity, and maybe you don't have any money, but you have weekends, you have nights. And that's when you're going to hustle and try to get these homes, try to market. So look how much time you have to conduct your business. So that's the second thing. You want to do a self-assessment. Mm-hmm. And the last and another very important thing that you want to do is figure out your why. Now, I know a lot of people say this, and even a lot of conferences and classes we went to, a lot of people say, oh, figure out your why. and we're just going to go ahead and repeat it here.
Right.
Figure out your why. After you've been educated, you've read up on it, you understand, you have a little bit better understanding. After you've taken a look at your life and you've taken inventory of your life and you have better understanding where you are personally and what you can do or where you can start, it's important to figure out why you want to do this.
Yes.
Understand, the question is why you want to do not real estate, because I'll tell you the why. Real estate, there's plenty of reasons to real estate. It makes everybody money. You can do real estate. Real estate doesn't even have to be your passion. And we'll say this again. This is not our dream. You know, it's a vehicle to get to build wealth, to get to where we need to get. So you need to figure out why it is that you want to accomplish your goals. You need to figure out what your goals are and why you want to accomplish them. You know, are your goals that you want to get out of debt? Are your goals that you want to retire your parents? Are your goals that you want to save enough money and not have to worry about money and be like, you know, 3 years ahead on reserves? Are your goals that you want
to buy a house?
To buy a house. Are your goals that you want to, you know, donate money? Are your goals that you want enough money to retire so that you can have more time to
volunteer?
Like, what are your goals and why do you want to do them? Understand that money, as in like, because I want money, because I want to be rich, that is never a why. Never have that as your why. That will not keep you motivated enough. That won't turn up the pain enough. Find something that you can emotionally connect with and use that as your why.
And I want to add to that, your why should be something that motivates you, that you can always come back to and say, okay, yes, this is the reason why I'm still doing
this.
Yeah,
I don't feel like it today, but my mom's still working two jobs, so I gotta get up.
Right, and I mentioned that because you want to have a why to jumpstart you and whatever journey that you're going through to reach your goals. And also understand that there'll be rocky times during the whole process and the journey. And some people quit when things you know start getting tough and hard. It should be your why that carries you through those tough moments, that propels you to the next level for you to finally reach your goals.
Yeah, when you don't feel like it, you know, that why will activate you. That why will turn up the pain. You know, we often know of this guy. We've never met him, but we hear he has cancer, and he flips houses to pay for his chemo. You know, like, that's a why that it's like, you know, okay, I may not feel like it today, but when the bills come in, like, they need to get paid. I have family. I can't bankrupt my family. And that's why he flips houses. Now, obviously, that's, you know, a very extreme reason. And I hope to God that you're, you know, that they're not huge unfortunate circumstances in your life that you need to, you know, push on. So find something that you can connect with. And do it because of that. I want to be able to take a vacation with my family every year. I want to give my kids a better life. I want to have enough. I want to pay down my debt. I want to have enough financial reserves that I don't have to ever worry about money. If something comes up in my family, I can, you know, be a financial support. I want to learn how to make money so I can teach my kids how to make money, so I can teach my cousins how to make money, so my family can be better. I want to build generational wealth.
Well, I want to stop struggling day to day. You know, you want a life change, and you know, you just wanna live a better life.
Yeah, not everyone is in this to make $1 million. Not everyone is in this. People, you know, some people are just looking to be okay. Like, understand, retirement just means that you make enough money to cover your daily expenses. So if your monthly expenses are like $4,000, say you got into a business where you automatically made $5,000 every month and you had reserves, you know, like, you could retire. So retirement doesn't necessarily have to mean millions and billions of dollars. You can reach your scale of retirement and comfort and security for your family. And so find something emotional to connect to and use that to push you and drive you every day. And it can't be money. And I'm gonna say it can't be money because it won't work if it's money. It has to be something. It has to be another reason why you want to do this. Because everyone needs money. Everybody. So those are our three things that we feel like you should do before you get into flipping houses. If you have any questions, send us an email at failingtofreedom@gmail.com. You can also follow us on social media. Instagram and our Facebook are failingtofreedom. Our Twitter and our Periscope. Periscope is kind of, we do some how-to videos. We have a video on there of how to redesign a kitchen for renovation. So our Twitter and our Periscope are failing2freedom. And that's it.
Yeah, please. If you like what you heard today, we ask that you subscribe to the podcast and also revisit the past podcasts we've had. We believe we provided some very good gems in there, and hopefully it can help you out in the path that you're going through. And we look forward to hearing from all of you guys so that we can bounce off ideas and answer any questions that you guys may have.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.